Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I want to stop by today and offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin the podcast, I want to start out with a beautiful song by Blessing Offer, Believe.
Catch me when I fall, right? And you hear me when I call, crying. And you fix me when I'm broke, right? And that's all I need to know. So the storm is gonna break, right? And the sun is gonna start shining. And everything is gonna go right. That's all I need to know. What if you know something I don't? What if you will something I won't? If you don't give me what I want, but you give me what I need, is that enough to believe, 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 believe in your love? Will I still believe, 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 believe in your love? So nothing's ever going wrong, right? And every day I'm gonna be smiling. Turn my water into good wine and let the good times roll. But what if you know something I don't? What if you will something I won't? If you don't give me what I want, but you give me what I need, is that enough to believe, 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 believe in your love? Will I still want you or what you can do for me? Do I love you? Do I love you? Do I love you or what you can do for me? Sometimes I don't know, but all I wanna do
Believe. Beautiful song. Seems like a simple thing to do, right? As I've been thinking the past few weeks since I left my podcast on February the 1st, first month of this, first day of this month, getting tongue-tied here. I've been continuing to pray, you know, on direction about a few things. And a lot of times we already know the answers, and it's having the courage to move forward. I don't know about you, but I know sometimes it can be for me. And as last week a couple weeks ago, when I released the poem Set Free, that came out of, you know, quite a few weeks, the very first month of this year, when I did the prayer and fasting, and God just brought it all together. And as I was thinking, and you know how when you feel it's ready? Or you're ready? It's time to move forward, and God's telling you it's time to do this, you know? And I was feeling that for quite some time, and I, you know, wasn't sure. So I've been praying a lot about finally writing my book, and today, being February the 11th, 2024, 2 years ago, today, my divorce was final. You know, I've been married for many, many years, and it was a very difficult day, and I found myself today thinking, I can do this. And as I began to really, you know, think about things more, and I'm wanting to embark on finally putting pen to paper and writing my book. And I pulled out the journal. Well, I have quite a few journals. I've journaled for over 20 years or more. Probably, yeah, at least half of my life. And I pulled out the journal that my mama had gave me when I had first moved to Florida. Because many of you know, that know me or have listened to the podcast, you know I'm originally from Tennessee. And on the front, it has a serenity prayer. It says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. That's a big one, right? Courage to change the things I can. Well, I was opening up some of my journals to see how much I had changed myself before I embarked on writing my book. I've been writing it here and there for a little over a year now, but to actually do this, you know, it was, you know, kind of scary because, you know, you're putting your feelings out there, you know. I know on the podcast a lot of times I tell it little bits and pieces of my story. When I write my book, though, I want to be more candid about the things that I've went through in my life. And, you know, once you do that, that's out there in print. And as I begin to open up the journal more and go through it, I began to see so many cards. I save everything. I love to look back, you know, a lot of times, you know, beautiful memories and stuff too, you know. And I'm glad I did save these, because one of the first cards I opened was, it was from my mom. And she said in there, I've been listening to your podcast programs. Keep up the good work. Love you, Mama. And as I've thought about this, I've been, you know, how sometimes we'll have dreams about people in our lives that have gone and are still here. I'd been dreaming about her for a couple times this past few weeks, and I remembered when I looked at this journal, I can see it now in her hand, and as she handed it to me, and she said, keep writing and don't stop. You know, you're just like your dad was, just don't stop. And my dad, you know, he died very young at 50 years old, and I ran across one of his poems in the journal that was actually at his funeral. And I knew my dad always wrote, and but when I read it, I was like, wow, you know, I hadn't read that in quite some time. And you know, I began to think about stuff my mom would say, and you know, things like that. And I began to go through other cards I had in here, and I have so many cards I had saved by so many of my friends, you know, that's encouraged me, you know, along this journey. Michelle, girl, I've come across a few of your cards, and Krista, Jennifer, Tina, I came across the card that you sent me when you sent me that box that said hope on it that I talked about last week. And I'm glad I kept these cards, because so many of you, you know, send me songs, words of encouragement, cards, whatever it may be, it gives me hope to keep moving forward and to not give up and to keep doing these podcasts, to keep encouraging others. You give me hope to spread hope. And I just blesses me more than you could ever know. My dear sweet friend Robin, she sends me songs sometimes, like some of you do. And when you guys send them to me, they're always just like perfect timing. And me and Robin's been friends for over 30 years. Our daughters met when they were in kindergarten. And I'm so grateful to still be friends with her to this day. And some of you I've met within the past 5 years, past 10 years, maybe just the past few years. But you've encouraged me so much along this journey. And one of my friends this week, I was having a rough day, and I was thinking, Lord, if you want me to write this book, you've got to give me the strength to do this, you know? And I had messaged her the night before, told her I was thinking about her. And she said, let's talk today. Afternoon, I just opened up the message. And I was not feeling the greatest. And I thought, okay, you know, messaged her back, I'll give you a call. And so when we started talking, I told her that I was wanting to, you know, start my book. And I knew she had wrote a book, and was asking her for some words of encouragement and ideas. And Jerry, you so encouraged me, girl. And there's just so many words that people say sometimes when you're going through tough times. Sometimes it may just be a text message, and you just don't realize what that person may be going through on the other side. And but when you feel like God has put something in your spirit to say to somebody, it may not seem like a lot to you, but do it, because you don't know what that other person may be feeling, you know, in that moment. So I just wanted to thank you all that's been in my life for many years or a few years. You've been such a blessing on this journey. And I would ask you, as I'm making this podcast today, that you say a prayer for me, because as I embark on this journey to write my book, you know, it takes you down memory lane, And sometimes, you know, you might not want to feel those feelings, you know? And because when I opened up the journal, I'm like, I was a total different person then. And as I began to read more, I was like, I can do this, Lord. I can do this. I can do this. Now, a few years ago, I don't think I could have did it. You know, I've had these thoughts of wanting to write my book for a really long time to encourage someone else, you know, just as I have made these, as I make these podcasts or do the Voice of Hope show or, you know, whatever, you know, the Lord has led me to do with the Voice of Hope. This is a new journey. This is a new season, and I know it is. And the power of hope. Wow, the power of hope. I just wanted to say that thank you, every one of you out there, for giving me hope on those days where I felt hopeless. And one of the scriptures, actually, on one of the cards was Jeremiah 29:11. That was also the scripture God gave me when I was going in for brain surgery almost 18 years ago this June. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and to give you hope in a future. So wherever you're at on your journey in life, just remember, God, He's there. And He wants to prosper you, and He has great plans for your future. So don't you ever forget that. And if you're out there tonight, and you're going through struggles, and you don't know if you can make it through the next moment, just keep hanging on. Because days are tough for a lot of us. That you just don't know what the next moment's going to hold. The next hour. Or the next day. So you use every moment that you have to encourage someone else. Because there's people out there that you're going to reach that I will never reach. And just like you guys have reached me and encouraged me on days I didn't think I could keep going. Just keep spreading that hope out there to others. And before I end tonight, I wanted to say a little prayer with you. Heavenly Father, I just come to you today and I uplift everyone out there that's listening. Lord, you know the struggles that they may be going through in their season in their life right now. Lord, I asked you to strengthen them during this season. Lord, you said in your word that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Lord. And we know we can't make it one day without you, God. Lord, I asked you as they awake and begin a new day that they would awake with a sense of joy, a new sense of hope that you're carrying them in this season. And Lord, if anyone out there is listening and they don't know you, at this very moment, if you wish to know God, just ask them to come in your heart, forgive you of your sins, and to help you continue the rest of your days forward. And He will. Lord, if they've accepted you into their heart at this moment, help them, guide them, let them trust in you, God, through every moment and every moment forward that you're guiding their steps. Lead them to people who will encourage them, God, who will help them along their journey in life, because life gets tough, Lord, and we all need that helping hand sometimes, that friend just that speaks a word of life into us. Lord, let each one of them continue out their days on this earth and the days in their life with peace that passes all understanding that comes from you, God, that you're walking through them, you're walking with them through these moments and every moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I wanted to end the podcast today with another song by Blessing Offer Roland.
Too many spins on the carousel. I'm falling off, yeah, I'm hanging over. Anybody with a heart can tell. But like SOS, like 911, I can't save myself. But here you come, always ready and I don't know how. Always steady as the solid ground. You're the rock when I've been rolling. All I got when I've been broken. You're the top and my lowest. You give me love and you pull me up from where I was. You're the peace that no one's stealing. Can't believe this good feeling. I'ma be okay and I know it. Cause you're the rock when I've been rolling. Too many friends making promises that they never kept, and that's alright. You're my first call, no second guessing. Cause you're picking up all day and night. You're the rock when I've been rolling. All I got when I've been broken. You're the top and my lowest. You give me love and you pull me up from where I was. You're the peace that no one's stealing. Can't believe this good, good feeling. I'ma be okay and I know it. Cause you're the rock when I've been rolling, rolling, rolling. You're the rock when I've been rolling, rolling, rolling. You're the rock when I've been rolling. It's like SOS, like 911. I got nothing left, but here you come. Always ready and I don't know how. Always steady as the solid ground.
So you just keep rolling, you keep moving forward, and don't you give up, don't you quit. God's got you, He's got you always. And if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at, in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope. Spread some love. This world needs it now more than ever. Join me back here on the next episode of The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. Have a beautiful day. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.